Joshua Mills is with me today as we share about revival and about the fire of the Holy Spirit. Joshua, it's wonderful to have you with us again. You're like family to
Thank
us
you.
Here.
It's good to be here.
At XP, and I know that you travel all around the world, so it's wonderful when you can stop in at our studio here in Maricopa and when we can just proclaim the word globally through media. Thank you.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's always good to have you here.
Yeah.
Well, today we want to talk, we want to boast in God today.
Absolutely.
It's like what we love to do all
Absolutely.
The time, nonstop and continuously. And so we want to share about the person of the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of revival.
Right, He is.
And one of the manifestations that He brings to us, and as he shows Himself to us, is in fire.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to talk a little bit about that today. I've just been, you know, feeling so strong in my spirit that the baptism with fire is going to come to the corporate body globally, and I'm excited about what that might look like. But you've
Sure.
actually been visited by the fire of God.
I remember the very first time that I encountered this revival fire of God was actually, I was about 19 years old, and a man by the name of Gil Howard Brown, Rodney Howard Brown's brother, was ministering at my home church, and he was at the end of the meeting, he was prophesying over people, and he just spoke at it and said, run with the fire, run with fire. And I could literally feel like the flames coming out of his mouth. It was
Wow.
like that fire was being imparted from him into me, and I could feel that fire come all over me, and I got so filled with that fire. The only thing I could do, there was such a heat sensation all over my body, the only thing I could do was run with that fire, like he had prophesied. And I began running laps around the church, and I just remember the whole time I was doing it, I just knew that I was running into my destiny. I knew I was running into what
Wow.
God had prepared for me. And I realized I was having this encounter with the fire of God because the fire of God was propelling me into what God had for me. The fire comes to burn up the old
Right.
and to bring forth the new. And that's what literally happened. Within a few weeks, I was ministering full time in ministry, and God had opened up doors that He had promised to me and
Right.
things He had showed me.
It's like supernatural acceleration, right?
Because Absolutely.
Like, you did begin very young with a powerful level of anointing.
Right.
You know, a lot of times people will take years and years and years of working through the anointing and the processing. And of course, you had been faithful for many years prior to that.
Sure.
But
I
your
was a kid,
acceleration,
you know? Right.
was just like the power, the glory, the manifestations of His presence just accelerated.
Right.
Is probably the fire that did that.
It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. When the fire of God comes on you, it comes with purpose, and it will do what God desires for it to do. And it's just absolutely amazing. I'll never forget meeting these wonderful Inuit people a few years later, and them telling me about this encounter that they had in a place called Pond Inlet, Canada,
mm-hmm.
way up in
yeah.
the Canadian Arctic. And they literally had a visitation of the wind and the fire of God, where there was like a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and all of a sudden the flames of fire began to come on the people. They began to feel the heat sensation. Some people didn't recognize or understand or discern what was going on, but it was making like this crackling sound, like this rumbling sound, just it was wind and fire. And the sound people at first were afraid it was something in the microphones or the sound system. So they actually turned off the microphones, unplugged the sound system.
Yes.
And the fire sound continued to grow.
Years ago heard the tape. They recorded it, right?
They did. So at the end,
oh my
they found
gosh.
Out the whole thing recorded, even though it was unplugged. The whole system was off.
Oh my
it
gosh.
Continued to record, and they actually have that as evidence of that visitation
and
of fire.
And that's when you were there at that, or was that following?
I wasn't there, but after that encounter, I was able to meet the people that were there, that
oh
were
my
part
gosh.
Of that.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome.
And they told me that the result of the fire coming down like that was such repentance. People were down
I
on their faces in worship before the Lord.
I
mean, it literally changed the entire Arctic, and the whole Canadian Arctic went into a move of God and a revival season of God where there's an acceleration
I
of the Spirit.
I so remember that now.
Yeah.
I remember getting the tape. Someone gave me the tape.
Right.
There was so much anointing on it
it's
that when we
really
played it
powerful.
In our Bible study,
right.
We actually got blasted by that anointing.
Absolutely.
But yeah, we heard also those reports of repentance. People were getting delivered from alcoholism, from drug addiction.
There was massive deliverance. When the fire comes down, people get delivered.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, awesome.
I remember one time having an encounter with God. I went down under the power, and I had this vision of this fiery altar, and I put this baton into the fire, and it just became ablaze. And then I heard this voice saying, go, run with a vision, right?
Right.
So I held this fire up, and I'm running down the stairs into this path, into complete darkness. And all I could see was these little eyes on the side of the road, but I was being propelled by the grace of God. I didn't know where I was going, except I knew I was supposed to just hold the fire up.
Sure.
All of a sudden, the heavens opened in front of me, and I heard these voices out of heaven saying, here she comes. Here,
wow.
No, I'm sorry. Here they come. I looked behind me to see who they were. And here was people from all these different nations, just masses and masses of people who had followed the light that came from the fire.
Wow.
And they're going into heaven.
Wow.
And I believe that's what's about ready to happen.
Absolutely. God's going to have that shine. God's going to have that fire that others are going to see, others are going to know, and it's going to lead them into the kingdom. Absolutely.
I have a prophetic word for you and awesome. Jenna, Angela. Whoa. I just see that vision I had is totally what you too have done, and your whole family, your children too, that you have held that torch up and just gone
right.
with the yes of God, oftentimes not knowing where that trail would lead you
right.
or what you were doing there, how you got there, but you just knew that God had ordained you to be there. And what I see right now, Joshua, is over you and your house, is there is to your account people from every nation. I just see them flooding in. I see the multitudes flooding in because of your faithfulness. And I want to honor you because I've watched you for many, many years. And I've seen, I've told many people this over the years, that I know very few that have the integrity that you and Jenna Angela have in the spirit when handling the miracles, the signs, the wonders, and for the glory of God only, the area of the whole realm of humility that you walk in. And I just want to say that we as a ministry, we honor you so deeply and love the way you've walked with God, how you represent him and the fruit that you're giving to him. You know, the Moravians, when they left for this island in the Caribbean, these two Moravian young men giving up everything to go, maybe never return to their family. They said, worthy is the Lamb to receive the due reward of his suffering. And that's what I see on you. And I believe that partly it was because of that fire that visited you. Because fire brings purity. And you have
it does, a pure spirit. It burns out the things that are not of God. And I believe God wants to bring that visitation of fire to the entire body of Christ.
Yeah.
That we truly encounter that fire presence that would burn out the things that are not of God. The things that have held people back and held people in that place of struggle and that place of lack and that place of never being able to move forward, just burning out all of that in order to launch people into the promise that they have in Christ.
I love it.
Yeah.
The fire purifies the heart. And I was just thinking as we were sharing that, the Bible says that God's blessing over us is to be fruitful and multiply.
Right. And one of the first commands that God gives.
And I love declaring that over individuals and over their callings and that. But you have to be careful sometimes because you don't want everything to be fruitful and multiply, right? But over you and Jenna Angela, I want to see you be fruitful and multiply yourself and reproduce yourself. And can you share with me and with our viewers some of the things that you and your household do you walk in purity like very few I know. Can you share some insights with us? How does one keep their heart pure?
You kind of put me on the spot.
I know.
But I'll try to share some things that we do. I know that communication, honesty is one of the biggest things in our family, in our home. That nothing's out of bounds. Nothing's, that everything always needs to be open, honest, that communication flowing. And that's between me and Janet as a couple. But it's also between us and our children. And I've told Lincoln many times, there's nothing that you can't talk to me about. Anything that you deal with, anything that you struggle with, or anything that you're going through, you have questions about, you can talk to me about any of this kind of stuff. And I think that opens up just that place of honesty, just allows things to remain pure. Nothing hidden, nothing behind the scenes, but everything just very, very open. And I think that's what God wants with all of us. He wants us just to be open with Him. And if we're not having a good day, we just tell Him, God, I'm not having a good day. Yeah. I need You to help me. And or God, I'm dealing with this, or I'm struggling with this. And He loves it for us just to be open with Him and communicate with Him and allow Him to speak into our lives and allow His words to change us, transform us.
I've noticed that you and Janet, Angela, and Lincoln, you know, I mean, you've got the most amazing children, and Liberty's a little
bit
young right now for me to communicate with, although I got to
Liberty
do some
is amazing,
spirit
though.
Communication yes. when she was just an infant. But
right.
one of the things I've noticed is that you hold to a value of integrity. And I think that makes a big difference too, doesn't it? When people just choose, then there's not another option.
Absolutely. We've had in our spirit just the knowing that to do the right thing is always the right thing, regardless of what anybody says, regardless of what anybody does. And there's been times because we've done the right thing, we've actually gotten in trouble.
Yeah.
It hasn't seemed like, you know,
if I lied or cheated,
maybe I wouldn't be in this situation. Yeah. But we know that doing the right thing is going to bring the right results, bring the right rewards, bring the right presence, bring the right promise. And so we've always attempted to walk in that. And now we're not perfect by any means. You know, we struggle like anybody else. But we've always attempted to walk in that place of being right before the Lord, walking in integrity. And something that Ruth Heflin said years ago, she said, the anointing is God's gift to mankind, but integrity is our gift back to God.
Wow, I love that.
And that's really an amazing thing to consider. You know, God anoints us and He'll give us miracles and He'll put wonderful ministries in our lives and enable us to do powerful things for Him. But at the end of the day, what are we going to give back to Him in all of that? And I think in giving Him back that seed of integrity is always a seed for promotion.
Yes.
You know.
It is.
And yeah.
This is deep, and it's rich, and it's a lot more simple than we would even realize once you make a choice for it. And I just sense that a number of you are watching this right now, and you're thinking, wow, I've lived with compromise, I've lied, I've exaggerated, I've you know, been unfaithful, I've done this, I've done that. But, you know, God can wash that away in a moment. Let the fire of His love touch you right now and draw you into the flame of His heart that burns with integrity, that burns with purity, that burns with love. It's a fire of the Holy Spirit's conviction. And I just feel like someone right now is getting lit on fire. You're getting lit on fire right now. There's a commissioning happening to you because God wants you to be His minister of fire. He wants that purity to be there. And you can receive it as a gift from Him. The grace will be there to walk in it. Just choose it. Choose it. We'll be right back.
But Christ hung His head on the cross of Calvary, and He said, "It is finished."
And the multitudes gave their hearts to Jesus Christ, and the sick were healed.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, these eyes have been crossed since this girl was born.
The glory that's on this man is getting something more, I'll tell you. That is the power of the Holy Ghost.
Who's opening the eyes of the blind and causing the lame to walk and the deaf to hear?
They're coming out from every nation. Something is happening. Something is happening.
We have an opportunity at this time in church history to be the first company of its kind.
The mystery of Christ is so great. We will never be able to touch all of him until he comes and makes himself known to us.
God's word. I believe he died on the tree and shed his blood that I might have life and have it more abundantly.
He is going to conquer the darkness through his church.
All the forces of hell will not stop this great outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Joshua, you have actually had some fun encounters. God's a fun God, isn't he?
He's a very fun God.
He's like a daddy and loves to play with us when he's doing great things, too.
He does.
And why don't you share with us the story that happened in California?
Oh, right. We were invited up to the home of A.L. and Joyce Gill, which are some wonderful ministers of God. But they had invited us to their home for the very first time. We'd never been there before, and while we were up there fellowshipping with them, they said, why don't you come and do a meeting? So we said, okay, this would be great. And so we had a wonderful little meeting, and Janet Angela, she prophesied from the Spirit of God and said, there's fire on the mountain. And the people in the meeting were blessed, and we could feel the presence of God and the fire of God. And after that meeting, we all went back to the home, and we were staying at A.L. and Joyce's home. And in the middle of the night, the alarm went off, the fire alarm. And so we got up in our pajamas, and Papa A.L. and Mom Joyce, they got up in their pajamas, and there's no fire in the home. So Papa A.L. turned the alarm off, and we all went back to bed. A little while later, the fire alarm went off again. And we all got up, no fire, and turned it off again. All night, that fire alarm kept on going off over and over and over again. And in the morning, Papa A.L. said, this has never, ever happened before. And now we've learned it's never happened since either. And we felt like it was a prophetic sign of that fire coming on the mountain.
Right.
And the fire alarm was going off because that fire of God had fallen. And the amazing thing is, since that time, there was such a wonderful grace that came for the Gills on the top of the mountain that they've been having some of the most wonderful outpourings and mountaintop encounters where God's just been visiting in supernatural signs and wonders and miracles. I mean, we were there one time and angels began singing in the meeting. We were there and supernatural oil began to flow from my hands and then began to flow from different people's hands and people having dreams and visions and miraculous healings. I mean, just really, really powerful time.
It's almost like the fire alarm was announcing announcing the acceleration, the open portal of the Holy Spirit's blessing on
Absolutely.
Them. Absolutely. That's so cool.
It was so profound, though, because it kept on happening over and over. And the alarm company said there was no problem with the alarm. It was supernatural.
And
it
so really oftentimes after a sign, you know, because it's easy just to sit back and say, oh, good, you know, look at that, God, you know, that must have been God,
right.
Or, you know, oh, good, there's gold all over old oil or
right.
gemstones or whatever. But if we go deeper and say, God, this is marking something, what are you doing?
Absolutely.
You know,
just, we have to discern what God is saying, what he's doing, because he doesn't do any of this by accident. You know, when the fire of God comes, there's a very significant purpose and reason for that encounter. And we need to learn not to take these things lightly, but to pursue God in it, to discover what he's doing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And also, when you've prayed for people, you've seen the fire, felt the fire, seen the influence of the fire.
Absolutely. Many times I've laid hands on the sick, and I'll even feel like a burning, tingling sensation in my hands as that healing virtue is being released through the impartation of the laying on of hands. And there's been people who have told us, testified, that they felt the burning, or they felt just that heat, that overwhelming heat. And sometimes it comes where it's just the top of their head, and other times it fills their entire body.
Wow.
They're consumed by the fire of God.
And after that, like, is there healing or
absolutely
greater
absolutely.
Empowerment or what are some of the things that happen as a result?
I think all of those things. There's deliverance. I remember one time someone getting so full of the fire of God. And afterwards, we found out that they had been dealing with a smoking habit, a smoking addiction. And after they received the fire of God, they instantly were completely delivered of that smoking addiction. It's almost like the smoke of God's presence filled them. The fire filled them instead of the counterfeit, you know. And but people being delivered, people being healed, people being set free into their destiny and just running into their calling like never before with complete abandon.
Wow. Yeah. I see, Joshua, prophetically, I see a move of the Spirit, a move of revival, except revival is too small a word. I said, Lord, there's something that doesn't settle. That word doesn't settle.
I understand what you're saying.
And so I tried Great Awakening. Is it going to be like another Great Awakening? He said, no, that's too small too.
It's going to be overwhelming.
It's going to be overwhelming.
Overwhelming, yeah.
And all the prophets are picking up on it.
Right.
And it's like, I feel like I'm waiting for Christmas morning or something.
Right.
It's just so spectacular what's going to come, but it's going to come on a global level.
Absolutely.
And I think that everything that you've just said, like, you know, the convictions, the salvations, the healing, the deliverance, all those things are going to be accompanied with this fire.
Absolutely.
But
it's
with
all
some surprises.
Be a part of that end time move, that end time harvest of souls, the greatest way to harvest those souls is when fire hits the harvest and it just spreads all over the world, you know, all through the nations. And it's absolutely going to happen. I was ministering just recently and the Lord was giving me a new song in praise and worship. And it was coming out fire from our mouths, fire coming on our heads, fire from our hands, fire on our feet. And I just saw these people that were so consumed by the fire of God, it couldn't be contained inside any longer, but it was coming out. Like everywhere it could come out, it was coming out. Every time we open up our mouth to speak, the fire of God coming out, flames coming from our mouth, the fire of God coming from our hands as we reach out our hand to bless, as we reach out our hand to give, the fire of God coming out, fire coming from our feet, enabling us to go, giving us the strength of the day, and fire coming on our head to fill us. And to bring us into that place.
Well, you're going to be one of the catalysts for that revival. I have no doubt.
I want to be wherever God is. I want to do whatever He wants me to do.
And you, as our viewers, you can be part of this too. He needs all hands on deck for this one that's coming. Believe me. But you know, in Daniel 7, it says that there's a throne of fire that the Ancient of Days sits on.
Right.
Whoa, it's a throne of fire, and it's got wheels of fire, which is a movement. This throne of fire moves.
Yes.
It's got wheels of fire. And then it says, the fire proceeds, a river of fire. A river of fire proceeds out of the Lord. Now, Jesus said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. But in this move, it's as you just described, it's going to be coming out of every believer that
rivers
is ignited by that fire.
Whoa.
It's going to come out of you, Joshua.
That's awesome.
Oh, well, we're just going to delight in the fire. I hope you do too. And we'll be right back.
They're coming out from every nation. Something is happening. Something is happening.
We have an opportunity at this time in church history to be the first company of its kind.
The mystery of Christ is so great. We will never be able to touch all of Him until He comes and makes Himself known to us.
I believe it's God's word. I believe He died on the tree and shed His blood that I might have life and have it more abundantly.
He is going to conquer the darkness through His church.
All the forces of hell will not stop this great outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
You're a church leader and you've been listening to this message and thinking, I've got to have that fire. I want to be part of this fire. And God's saying, your desire will be fulfilled, because he is stirring that desire. And I mean, this could be for everyone who's watching that feels the same way. But what I'm seeing over you, this church leader, is that when this desire manifests, after you've postured yourself in prayer and birthing that desire, when it manifests, you are going to be called, you'll literally be called this, a fire starter. They're going to say, oh, here comes the fire starter. Here comes the fire starter. And his word says his ministers are flames of fire. And you're going to be known as that. And the people in your group are going to be known as that. So the Lord says, get ready, get set, go, because this move of fire is coming and your desire will be fulfilled.
There's some of you that are watching right now, and you've had a lot of promises from God and a lot of words from the Lord, even in regards to your calling and what you're called to do and what God wants to do in and through your life. And even as you're watching right now, I just have this sensing that as you continue to pursue the Lord and continue to pursue the things of the Spirit, that there's going to be an encounter of fire that comes upon you, that's a significant encounter that will literally propel you into what God has called you to do. Just as the fire came upon me, I see that fire coming on you. And some of you, you're going to feel it like a heat and you're going to have to run. Some of you might even run around your home. Some of you might run around your community. Some of you might run around your church. Wherever you are, when it comes, you're going to run. You're going to run with the fire, and you're going to run right from that encounter into the thing that God has promised that he will do in your life.
One of the things that really releases the glory of God is the word of God. And the scripture says that his word is like a fire, and it's like a hammer that shatters the rock. But as you proclaim fire, and I just see a number of you saying, fire, 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 fire. And it's almost like there's going to be fire parties where you get together in prayer and just expect the fire, just like Evan Roberts before the Welsh revival. He would get together night after night after night with others and just pray for the fire and the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Then the Welsh revival broke out. That is coming soon. That is coming sooner than you think. And he wants to use you. Let your words bring birth to it. We want to thank you for joining us today. It's been wonderful having you with us. Remember this above all is the fire of his love, because God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. And so do we. So go share the fire of that love with others this week.